It's time for a song. It's time for a melody. Let's take a moment or two for tunes old and new to you from me. Hi, fellas. From me to you, this is Joe Stafford in another personal album full of your favorite tunes and the latest word of your mascots. And just to make sure we get them all in, what do you say, let's take the long way home. Take the long way home. Let's look for the long way home. And on the way, let's pretend that this wonderful around the moon, our dream boat will carry us across the foam. We'll take the long way, make sure it's the long way. Let's take the long way. Star on your right, see the farm down below. The whole trip, it appears, only takes a minute. If you're in the mood to roam, then let's take the long way home. If you're in the mood, from where we sit, it looks as though the Coast Guard is going to the dogs. Well, not literally. If you want to be exact about it, it's just the reverse. Judging by the letters we've received here at the Mascot Department, every combat cutter, invasion transport, LST, LCI destroyer escort, or in fact anything the Coast Guard mans, has at least one dog aboard. Most famous of these is Sinbad, whom we've mentioned recently, but there are others, like Nora, who was awarded a decoration for saving the life of a stricken guardsman, and little Blackie, who holds forth as part of the invasion fleet. Attired in a specially made life jacket made by his fellow crew members, Blackie has hit the beaches three times, at Sicily, Italy, and on D-Day in Normandy. And then there's Bunkie, whose shipmates insist barked the Japs out of a machine gun nest on a vital airstrip in Dutch New Guinea. Well, for the men of the Coast Guard and their fighting pooches, here's our assurance that we'll be thinking of you.
When you're away, dear, how weary the lonesome hours. dreaming, ne'er to be. Then when you're near me, there's naught that I strive to do.
Fellas, you know we want to include your requests and mascot stories on these personal albums, so drop us a line, and we'll do the best we can to include them as soon as possible. Address, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now here's a brand new Jerome Kern tune for Radioman Second Class Milton Gonsalves and Yeoman Second Class Les Mork. You'll be hearing more and more of this one by the same title.
This heart of mine confesses, more and more I'm caught in your caresses, warmed by the breath of your sighs.
Guard doesn't have a corner on the dogs, even though we may have sounded that way. Not when we can report that Corporal Sydney Australia is stateside after three tours of duty in the South Pacific and is hoping to head back that way any day now. You see, Corporal Sid is a 19-month-old pooch who was flown alongside his master, Marine Captain Paul T. Havens, in everything from Corsair fighters to photographic dive bombers. The canine corporal's logbook shows 65 hours of combat flying in 40 sorties. And that's not dogging a job in anybody's league. I know we express Captain Haven's sentiments toward Sid with this one. I'll get by.
I'll get by as long as I
that does it for now. Until our next personal album, when we hope to do some of your favorite tunes and recount the tales of your mascots, this is Joe Stafford saying goodbye now. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.